Good afternoon and welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin and today is Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. We're broadcasting live from downtown Youngstown, Ohio, and we're produced by Joe Danier and the Youngstown Studio Network. The lockbox is back. Joe, how much money's in there?
I don't know. What, 1300
is it 13? Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if we were adding 100 for last week too.
Oh, maybe we are. Yeah. So we're at 1400. Okay. No, I didn't put anything
either,
in there.
It's either 12 or 13. So
all right, 13. Okay. Is.
All right. Yeah, hey, it's 13. It's your money. So it's up to you. So $1,300 AirPod Pros. Phone lines are open. 330-595-1600. Again, 330-595-1600. I was telling Joe before I came on here, a little story of what happened before. Like, you know, usually when I come down, the show starts at one. So at my real job, I guess, you know, I eat lunch about noon, then I brush my teeth and stuff like that. And I work at an office, and at the office, I'm in the restroom and I'm brushing my teeth, like I said. And then all of a sudden I use mouthwash, you know, just make sure the teeth are clean, the mouth's clean, all that stuff. And we have a cleaning person that comes in once a month. And I was in there and I took the mouthwash and the person that came in just surprised me. So I swallowed the mouthwash. So I might be dealing with that the whole show. I told Joe, I'm like, I can still feel it like right here in my esophagus.
He's totally drunk right now. Totally drunk.
I think it was non-alcoholic scope, but either way, I'm like, if I like pass out during the show or something, you got a good cause, a good reason for it right there. Anyways, again, phone lines will be open. 330-595-1600. I see Joseph on the line. I'll get to you in just a minute. I want to tell you guys quickly about what's on the show today. Obviously, it's Tuesday, so we do Top 5 Tuesday. I'm extending that to Top 10 Tuesday because we're going to do something called Dad-isms today. This weekend is Father's Day. I'm a fairly new dad. I have a 2.5-year-old. Joe has a son at home. So we're going to talk a little bit about dad-isms. And I'd like to, you know, get some people's input and thoughts on that. And I have some funny ones that I kind of came up with and other people had shared with me. And I want to see if we can add to this list and kind of keep it growing. So we'll look into that. We're also going to go around the sports world. We'll talk Major League Baseball, we'll talk NBA playoffs, we'll talk a little bit of NFL, we'll talk College World Series, and just a few other news and notes from around the sports world. So I'll tell you what, we'll start with our caller. So Joseph, I see you on the line. We're going to go to you first. Joseph, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Doing good, all right. What are you up to?
Yeah, weather's fine now.
Yeah, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Poland.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, you want to take a stab at the box here?
Yeah. Let me try this now. 215.
215.
That's it?
Holy shit. We got a winner. I was going to say that thing opened. Well, hold on.
Yep. You won.
Dude. Look at this.
Oh my God.
It opened.
Congratulations.
Wow. Look at this. Man, this just feels fun to take out. This isn't my money, so it's even more fun here. So I'm going to just fan it out a little bit for you. And there's the AirPod Pros. I'm going to hand it over to Joe because, you know, I can't be trusted with that. So,
all right. Well, we will. We'll make sure that we get your name. Can you send me a message and, are you on Facebook? Are you watching us on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm watching on Facebook.
Okay. Send me a message to the Youngstown Studio account and then I'll gather your information and we will coordinate getting the prize to you. I even had the applause thing ready to go and I was so caught off guard. So tell me, how'd you come up with the number?
Well, I just followed your clues basically.
I like,
I had a spreadsheet going. And when you said that the number was mentioned, but in the wrong order in May, so I listened to all the May
Look
shows
at this.
And wrote down all the numbers.
That's dedication right there.
Then, Yeah, then you gave us a clue that it was actually stated on the Fast Freddy show, but it was one number off. So that narrowed it down even more.
Excellent.
So then I had a couple numbers, and then I started Googling, because none of the numbers popped out and said partners, but I Googled 215 partners, and I saw it was an equity account. I said, oh, that has to be it.
All right.
That's interesting.
Well, congratulations. I'm really happy that someone who dug as hard as you dug was the winner.
You put some work in there, Joseph. So we appreciate you. I do have your phone number written down just in case we don't get your, but send a message to the Youngstown Studio page and we'll sync up with you. Joe will get in contact with you and we'll get that out to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. We're happy for you.
Well, enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
I mean, my eyes lit up. I was excited because I was just like, oh, I'm going to press three random numbers again.
Right. So. Like I hit the button and I didn't get it. I've been waiting to hit the applause button this whole time and I didn't even get applause.
Oh, it's not. Oh, here we is go. It loaded?
There we go. There you get a late applause.
So. Joseph, we are very, very happy for you. That's exciting. And, make sure to continue to follow the shows. We love the support. And, again, too, to Joe. I mean, tip of the hat to you for. Okay.
Yes.
So explain the partner thing.
Yes.
So because I was thinking partner. Okay. Two odd, or was it one odd, two even?
And, one odd, two even.
Yeah, so.
Or one even, two odd.
One even, two odd. So, but 215, I was thinking like two, like 11 or something like that. So explain the part.
Well, and that's, it was as close to a red herring as you can possibly get. Okay. But if you take the letters and put them into numbers, like, you know, on the phone. Like,
yeah.
So it corresponds to, you know, the slang bay, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And right. That would be partner, your bay.
Ah, wow. Yep. That's going deep down
it is.
There.
But it, because I was able to put something in there to throw you off the scent, you would think double numbers or whatever, but technically it was the name that it spelled in numbers.
Like, I'm talking old school with like pagers. Did you ever get like somebody send you a message, but like you had to like figure it out on the code? And
like 8008. I don't know what that one was. What was that?
I'd probably and throw in a five.
Five
there,
somewhere. So. I don't know if it's the beginning or the end, but.
Oh, the end. Throw it at the end. We don't want to spoob. Oh, man. Well, that's great. I mean, that's a great way to start the week.
It is, too. So, $1,300 bucks.
I was not expecting that. So,
boom.
Very good. Very good. And, again, that money's not coming from me. That's all Joe. AirPod Pros too, man. If Joseph, if you don't want those, I'll be happy to take those off your hands too. So, but congratulations again. All right. Sarah's calling in. She's going to be a little disappointed, I think. But
well, you can still win a paperclip. I think that's
that's still available. All right, Sarah, we'll take your call here. Sarah, how you doing?
Sugar honey iced tea.
You got to explain yourself.
Okay. S, sugar, honey, begins with the letter H. Iced begins with the letter I.
Got it. Got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
So we're just talking in acronyms today.
LOL.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Sarah.
Oh, Albert, congratulations.
Yeah. We're happy for them. Sarah, unfortunately, you're a caller that always calls in. So we still very much appreciate you, and I'm sure we're gonna have another prize here soon that we can try to get away to you.
Me too, but is that guy a Michigan fan? Say no.
Oh no, we don't. Michigan fans don't watch this show.
If they do,
they're yeah.
They don't listen either.
No,
because they're deaf. Michigan fans are deaf.
I will say
if you hear anything.
I do have a couple relatives They're from the Medina area that both graduated from Michigan. Mm-hmm. They're super intelligent, super nice people. So, you know, not all of them are bad. Not all of them are bad.
Not all of them.
Ann Arbor is actually
gorgeous.
It is a very pretty college campus.
Yeah, it really is. But Columbus is better.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I spent 7 years of my life in Columbus. I have no doubt about that. That's so much fun down there. Sarah, anything you want to talk about? I see baseball in Ohio State you put down.
Okay. It was 614 day yesterday. So happy 614 day.
Yes. Yes.
If you spent 7 years in Columbus, you know, it was a deal, right?
Oh, yeah. What's your, Sarah, what's your favorite thing about Columbus?
Oh my God, Mirror Lake, Apollo's Gyros.
Okay.
Oh my God, Ohio State football. Come on.
Yeah. Do you ever drink?
It's just wonderful to be done with.
Do you ever have a drink at Two's on High in the basement?
No, Two's. No. No, never, never. Okay. Never. What was my Varsity Inn?
Yeah.
I was down there 2 years ago. It all changed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's so many new things. Outer Inn is a great, little outside bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Columbus is, as far as I know, I don't know about the pandemic. But yeah, that's as far as I know, they're still kicking. So, there's a great little, it's called the Little Bar. It looks like almost like a church from the outside. Oh. It's right there on High Street. That place is pretty cool. So I recommend, it's a nice little place to tailgate if you ever want to check that out.
Mm, or Hound Dog Pizza.
You know what? I've never had Hound Dog's Pizza, but I have heard of it. So.
Oh, Adriatico?
I believe Adriatico's just closed, unfortunately, but that was probably the greasiest pizza I've ever had in my life, but it was super, super good. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'm depressed now, but. I'll have to get Pizza
Joe's. Oh, well, they have, what's down there? Donato's is a big pizza chain down there, but they have,
I love Donato's.
They have a bunch of, they got a bunch of like small mom and pop type pizza places like we do up here too. So,
I mean,
you can't go wrong in Columbus. It's the campus is a city within a city too. So, and then you got Easton, you got Polaris, you got all that stuff down there too. Dublin.
Bougie Easton.
Hey, Sarah, I'm going to move on here in a minute, but before I do, do you have any, on Thursday, we're going to be doing a lot of like lame and cool dad jokes, but you shared one with me last week. Do you have any more good ones you want to drop in?
Oh, I'm trying to think of a really PG rated one. Aiden comes up with the good one.
That's fine. How about
knock.
Okay, who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
All of you, Mr. Coffin.
That's very sweet. Very sweet. All right, Sarah. Hey, come up with some and call in on Thursday.
But yes, sir.
All right. Have a great day. All right. So that's something I'm going to give our audience a little homework assignment too. I would like as many great, lame, cool, whatever you want to call it, dad jokes for Thursday. And I said, I put it out there on like Boardman Talk or something that we'll share out the best ones on Thursday. I just thought that would be kind of fun. Thursday, we're going to do a TV dads draft like we did with our Mother's Day draft. Of TV mom. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. My favorite one that I've got so far, I'm just going to share it now is, and I hope I don't butcher this. Cause I'm going off the cuff here. So it goes, you know what, let me look it up so I don't butcher it. And then we'll come back to that. So let's go to, our top five Tuesday. And today is actually going to be top 10 Tuesday. So I'm going to have Joe put up a visual and the whole list is going to be on there, but we're going to go through them sort of one by one. And we'll talk about each one of them. Cause I know, like I said, Joe is a dad. I'm a dad. And I know a lot of dads out there watch the show. But in honor of this week being Father's Day, I thought this would be kind of a fun segment. So we're going to start with what's called universal dad isms or dad speak in honor of Father's Day for top five or top 10 Tuesday today. So these are things you will hear a dad say, and it could be any type of person, rich, poor, white, black, whatever. These dads are saying it, you know, with their lame dancing and with their all this other stuff. But, you know, if let's say you're going to work or you're just hanging out around the house, you're going to always hear a dad say, "Are you working hard or hardly working?" So that's a classic one. Joe, I'm sure you've heard that one before.
I'm sure you've dealt
that one out before.
Well, you try to get your kid to groan, and this is the best way to get your kid to groan is throw one of those out.
Oh yeah. See, my daughter is too young to appreciate this now, so I can't. Like, I'm cool to her still, but pretty soon in a couple of years, I'm gonna be kind of lame.
Yes.
You know. So I'm gonna soak that up as much as I can. But I would, you know. I guess as a male teacher, as a male elementary teacher, I kind of have that like little bit of like a dad, you know, influence because I taught second grade for so long. And, you know, I would test some of these jokes on some of the kids sometimes, and you could see which ones were a big hit and which ones weren't.
Right.
And, you know, you're not dropping like this guy walks into a bar joke, but you're dropping like the, why did the golfer wear, you know, two pairs of pants? Because he got a hole in one, you know, and some hit and some stick and some don't. Okay. So here's another dad-ism, not necessarily jokes, but a dad-ism. Hey, can you do mine next? When they see a neighbor washing their car. Have you been guilty of that one?
I have not done
that one either, but I have heard that one plenty of times. This is one this makes me think of George Carlin, but, when someone's like, hey, you got something on your face, like right here. And then you always inevitably touch the wrong side of your face. And so a dad might say, no, your other right. Yes, you know what I mean? So I always think that one's good. Another good one, if you're rushing out of the house, you got to go somewhere and you might forget something. So you come back in like, you know, let's say 30 seconds later and a dad might say, well, that was fast. You know, after someone leaves and they forget something. Have you ever heard police sirens? Everybody has. So if you ever hear police sirens and a dad or, you know, whoever might say, oh, no, they're coming for you. So Classic one there. This one, I think everyone who's ever lived as long as there's been a monetary system has heard this one. Don't spend it all in one place. Oh, yeah. You know, that's not necessarily just a dadism. I think that goes with grandparents and whoever. So after especially a small amount of money is given. So, you know, like when you're younger and you do chores and someone gives you a buck or two, and we're not talking about like the hundreds like we're giving away today, but like, you know, gives you a couple bucks for like pulling weeds or cutting the grass or whatever. And hey, don't spend that all in one place, sonny. So, the opposite end of that is, let's say you're going to a store. Let's just say Target, for example. You're going to Target or Giant Eagle. You're trying to cash out the cash register. The barcode's not scanning. And, you know, a dad might drop the old, well, I guess it's free then, if the cashier has trouble scanning an item. And then on the another, you know, same similar plane, what's the damage when looking at a bill? Or somebody might... I guess along the same lines as that is, you know, if there's kids at the table, you might even say, "Oh, you know, they're picking up this tab, or who's getting the check here." Yep. Two more to go. So, when you lose something and you're searching and maybe even scrambling, you know, you're going to hear the line, "It's always the last place you look." And that's just the classic dadism, which really kind of pisses you off because you're looking, let's say you're looking for your car keys. Well, it's always the last place you look. Well, I'm going to keep looking. So am I ever going to find these freaking keys?
Or once you find it, are you going to continue to keep looking?
Exactly. Because I still haven't looked in certain places yet. Yeah. And then I like this one too. That's how they get you. When a hidden fee pops in, that's a classic, like especially grandpa line. I feel like there, So, you know, those were just the ones that either were shared with me or I thought of like off the top of my head. Do you have any other ones that you can think of? See,
when I'm driving, you get to roll by a bunch of like interesting place names and signs. So I am the king of converting no matter what into a dad joke.
Okay.
They're not logical and they're not well known, but I can make pretty much anything into one.
Okay.
But yeah, I think on this, I was probably in the hundreds of dad's jokes on this last trip.
So. All right. That's great. Well, and speaking of your trip, because first of all, it went well, you know, we talked about off well. So where'd you head? You kind of
head went up the straight East Coast. To Boston.
Okay.
And that was kind of cool. I love the historical side of things. So we did the Freedom Trail, you know, the 3 mile trek down to the harbor. That was pretty neat. Stopped at every cemetery. That's the coolest place. Like that was an unexpected thing. We're going through these cemeteries and seeing like all the young kids, like 6 and 7 months old, you know, who died. That was like heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was really cool. The food was amazing. And then we shot up to New Hampshire and then we went up to Maine. Then to New York and then back home. So we did the New England trek.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. I've been to Massachusetts and I've been to Connecticut, but I haven't made my way north yet to New Hampshire.
It was cool. There's a bunch of like, don't disturb the moose. I was totally expecting I was going to see a moose, but I didn't get to see
it. Yeah. I mean that part of the country, is just beautiful. And I'm sure the weather is like perfect this time of year. You know,
well, when we were in Boston, it was like 100 degrees. And then when we got to Maine, it was like 50 degrees. So, I mean, it was like so cold.
Right on the water drops it.
Yep.
That's great though. And speaking of your road trips, another dadism I just thought of was, you know, this goes back. I remember like traveling with grandparents and stuff and they would always know the price difference of gasoline from city to city.
Yes.
You know, so like, oh, look at when you cross into Pennsylvania, look, they're really getting you, you know, stuff like that. So another dadism there. So just some dadisms. If you guys have any out there that I forgot to mention or didn't maybe don't even think about, like, you know, just share those with us. We'd love to hear them. All right, so let's get to some things with the sports world. We're going to start with Major League Baseball. The Indians unfortunately place Shane Bieber, the reigning Cy Young Award winner, on the injured list. He has a shoulder injury. They're saying right now he's probably not going to pitch for 2 weeks. So hopefully he can get back within 3 weeks. That's probably wishful thinking. But right now the Indians are sitting at 35-28, which is 4.5 games back in the American League Central behind the White Sox. They are currently also sitting in sixth place in the American League overall, which is about one game back of the final wild card spot. Last year they expanded the playoffs. And this year they're going back to that 5-team format. So, you know, this next stretch of games, these next like 15 days or so to close out the month of June are really, really crucial for the Indians. So in their next 15 games, they have 3 against Baltimore. So the next 3 nights against Baltimore, 3 at Pittsburgh, both really bad teams. They have 2 at the Cubs, who are currently leading the NL Central, 4 at Minnesota, who are currently last place in the American League Central, and then back for 3 games against the Tigers. So 3 of those 4 teams that they're playing, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Minnesota and Detroit, are really, 4 of those 5 teams are really bad this year. So the Indians really, I know Plesac's out. He should be back in the next week or so. You know, Bieber's out. So they're starting rotation is in shambles right now, but I think they're good enough to get over the hump. You know, we keep saying that magical number is 4. They can get to 4 runs. Usually their bullpen's good enough. Hopefully it's not going to be overly stressed with the starting pitchers probably not going as far without Bieber and Plesac in there. But Aaron Civale's been huge. Hopefully they can get Tristan McKenzie up to get him some innings and some other pitchers to, you know, pick up the load, pick up the slack, I guess, while those guys are out. So the trade deadline is approaching in about about a month. So the Indians hopefully are still going to be buyers at that point. So they could add a starting pitcher. They could add a bat in the outfield or possibly first base. So we will see what they do, but we'll keep you updated on that with the Indians.
I got a question for you. Yeah. On my travels, this was like a surprising thing. See if you can guess this, a little joke quiz sure. for you. So three different cities, and it was kind of surprising that a sports team within a city kind of surprised me that what dominated and what didn't.
Sure.
So like in Boston, what gear do you think I saw on the most amount of people?
Oh man. Red Sox are in first place right now, but I feel like you're not going to say Red Sox. Patriots stunk last year. I'm going to say Patriots though.
Nope. Bruins.
Oh yeah.
Bruins. Bruins. Like okay. It must be, it was a hockey season.
Yeah,
like
yeah. The hockey playoffs are still going on.
Okay.
You know, we don't follow it too much on this show, but you know, but okay. Interesting. Right. Boston. And you know what Boston Bruins jersey makes me think of?
What's that?
Happy Gilmore, because he wore that
yes.
in one of the matches.
All right. In Maine, what do you think dominated?
Maine. I would think Maine would be hockey as well.
Patriots.
Patriots. Okay. Okay.
And New York.
New York. It's got to be the Yankees.
Mets. It was a freaking Mets.
Interesting.
Blew me away because I was expecting the Red Sox to be everywhere, and here it was the freaking Bruins. I didn't expect anything from Maine. It was just really surprising.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing. And in New York, yeah, that was. I don't know if are the Mets doing well or something.
They are. They're okay, in first place in the. They're in first place in the NL East. They're not. Their pitching is carrying them. They're not really a good hitting team this year. Lindor is playing for them, has stunk. The fans are booing him at home games, which is crazy. But we're going to talk about our power rankings. I have the Mets in the top 10 here. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, that's interesting.
Surprising.
Yeah. And that Northeast is very, very interesting with sports because they're very passionate about their hometown teams. Boston hates New York. New York hates Boston. And then you can even mix in like Philadelphia in there. And, just some other teams. But yeah, that's a really East Coast sports really get, they get after each other.
And no, there really wasn't any kind of college sports represented in gear anywhere except for Harvard because I was,
the Crimson of yes. Harvard. Okay.
Ha.
Yeah. And that's that's just like, about what 10 miles outside of Boston.
Yep.
In Amherst, I believe it is. But did you guys take the T when you were in Boston at all?
What's the
T is like the L in Chicago, like the subway sort of in there.
We totally tried. Like we had, it was getting close to rush hour and we wanted to play around on the subways to see if we could take it. So we bought our little tickets and we went down there. Unfamiliar. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get shot in the wrong direction and I'm going to be lost in the subway for 2 hours. So we bailed. I chickened out, but we almost did it.
Okay. All right. And it's called the T because Boston
Tea Party.
Boston Tea Party. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I took that once. I went to, actually it was a Notre Dame Boston College game, which is in Chestnut Hill, which is a little bit outside the city of Boston. So yeah, Boston just really is a cool city. Whether you like their sports teams or not, there's so much history there.
Restaurants are phenomenal. I love seafood. So man,
did you see I don't think the Cheers restaurant is the Cheers restaurant, but like, did you see that?
Looked for it. I was in the area. I know I was in the vicinity, but I couldn't find it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's curious. I was curious about that, but yeah, Boston just overall really, really cool city. So, I'll tell you what, we talked about those power rankings. Let's bring that up now. So I am borrowing this actually from MLB.com. I only had a couple differences, so I'm just going to borrow their slide, but, right now they have the Tampa Bay Rays sitting at the number one spot. They did make the World Series. So they have the top two teams as the Rays and the Dodgers, who both represented their respective leagues last year, in the World Series. The Chicago White Sox, who are, like I said, 4.5 games in front of the Cleveland Indians, are sitting in their number three spot. San Francisco Giants have been a nice surprise this year. The National League West is completely loaded this year. The San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are three of the top five teams in baseball. Then you got the Houston Astros, The Oakland Athletics, the Boston Red Sox, which are a big surprise. The Yankees are really struggling this year. Chicago Cubs are kind of a nice surprise, and the New York Mets are a little bit of a surprise. I think Atlanta is, or even Philadelphia, is going to overtake the Mets before this year's over. But right now, you got to put them in the top 10. And I think the Indians, when healthy, will be back right around that number 10 spot. Probably right now, I'd say they're probably sitting 11 or 12. Their pitching is really making them go. Their hitting has really held them back this year. But as the weather gets warmer, the bats have been heating up a little bit. And, you know, hopefully playing this nice stretch of games here against these teams that are struggling will help them out. So that's a look at the power rankings. I do want to talk real quick about the best and the worst from this weekend in baseball. So a couple really interesting things. So I'm actually going to go the good, the ugly, and like kind of the cool. So I'm going to start with the good. So the good this year in Major League Baseball, so far, he is going to be the favorite for the National League Cy Young. He is going to be the favorite right now for the MVP. He is the New York Mets pitcher, Jacob DeGrom, just having an absolutely insane baseball season. I have his stats written down. I want to share some of those with you guys. And again, like Joe said, the New York Mets are obviously very popular right now in New York because they have, you know, they've been a franchise that struggled over the last decade or so. And they're on top right now of the NL East. And we'll see if we can hold that. But their pitching is absolutely loaded. So Jacob DeGrom right now, let me just read some of these stats to you guys. 6-2 record, which 6-2, he should be 8-0. He should be probably more than that. But he has a 0.56 ERA, which is insane. He has 103 strikeouts in 64 innings this year. He's only allowed, listen to this, he's only allowed 34 total base runners in 64 innings. So he's basically averaging one base runner every other inning, which is crazy. And I told you about the ERA. He's allowed 4 runs in 64 innings, which is absolutely crazy. That's like little league numbers. And here's the crazier stat. So, you know, in the National League, the hitter's bat. So, the pitcher's bat. So this year, so like I said, he's given up only 4 runs this year. So as a batter, he has scored 4 runs of his own this year and knocked in 5. So he has 5 RBIs, which is greater than the amount of runs he's given up, which is, I mean, to me, that I'd be very interested to see if that's ever happened in a baseball season. So that to me is the best of what's going on in baseball right now. The worst of the weekend, and I hate to do this because Detroit Tiger fans have had to suffer for a long time now, but they called up a rookie pitcher, and I didn't want to show you guys the video. I do have the video of this, but I'm not going to show it to you. But Detroit Tigers pitcher Bo Burrows had a very interesting major league debut this weekend. Listen to this. So his first inning, they're down, I think, like 8-2 or something. He actually gets through that inning unscathed. So he goes 1-2-3, gets him out. So off to a good start, right? So that was in the fourth inning. The fifth inning comes around. It was just a nightmare. This kid's only 24 years old. He allowed 5 runs, and he threw 50 pitches in those 2 innings. But to make matters worse, it was a really hot day. Really hot day. He's nervous. He's, you know, he's not feeling great. So he's got 2 base runners on, and a really, really good hitter is up for the Chicago White Sox. His name is Yermín Mercedes. So he's at the plate. Burrows just kind of had this look on his face. I'm trying to paint a picture without showing you the video. So he turns to the outfield and he proceeds to throw up. So he got sick. The Tigers, then the trainer comes out, the manager comes out, they pull him from the game. And then to make matters worse, after the game and after he was pulled, the Tigers sent him to AAA in Toledo.
Oh, that's
so bad. So adding a little insult to injury there. So I'm sure he will have better days ahead, but
not today.
Not the major league debut that you're usually looking for. And then I want to show you guys this on screen here, but our old friend, a lot of our Cleveland Indian friends will remember the name Bartolo Colon. So Bartolo Colon was a guy we picked up in a trade way, way back when in like 2002. We traded him way back in 2002, but he came up through the Indians organization in the mid to late 90s. And he's now 48 years old. He had a great, great pitching career. He hasn't pitched in the majors, I think, since 2018, but he is now pitching in the Mexican Baseball League. And last night, so again, 48 years old, he threw a complete game. So pretty impressive at 48 years old. He struck out 7 and only allowed 2 earned runs. So I thought that was worth noting because, I mean, the dude is just, I mean, he's huge. He's a big dude. But when he first came up, he was insane. He would throw 100 miles an hour in like the 7th and 8th inning. But just a really great career in the majors. And, you know, he doesn't want to hang it up yet. So he's pitching in the Mexican League. So good for him and good luck to him going forward. All right, NBA news and notes. So I want to talk to you real quick about the playoffs and what's going on and just a couple other news and notes around the association. So tonight we have a game 5 at 8:30. It's Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Last week when Lucas and I were talking about this. Brooklyn was up 2-0 and just looked like they were just this unstoppable, unmovable force. But Milwaukee narrowly escaped with a victory on Friday night. If they lost that game, they were down 3-0. So they win that game. I think they won that game by 3. Kevin Durant just missed an in-and-out 3 to tie the game at the buzzer. And then game 4... which just happened, Kyrie Irving sprained his right ankle and James Harden is already out. James Harden has played like 45 seconds in the series. So that team of 3 superstars is now down to 1. I don't know how long Kyrie Irving is out, but you know, an ankle injury could be a couple days. It could be a couple weeks. We don't know. So the injury did not look good. It did not look pretty. So hopefully for Nets fans, that heals quick, but Milwaukee looks basically like, you know, they've kind of been resurrected in this series. So James Harden is still doubtful and Kyrie Irving again is out tonight. And let's see. And that game is trying to find the line for you guys. Milwaukee is a 4-point favorite now, which is crazy for me to think about just from like 2 weeks ago or from 2 games ago, I should say. All right, moving on. Last night, Atlanta came back from 18 down to come back and tie the series with Philadelphia at 2 games apiece. Trae Young just had an amazing game last night. So game 5 is going to be Wednesday night at 7:30 and Philadelphia is going to be a 6-point favorite in that game. In the Western Conference, the LA Clippers, who were down 2-0 in their first round series to Dallas, came back and won that in game 7. They were down now 2-0 to the Utah Jazz. I'm sorry. They have now come back and tied that series at 2. So that now shifts back to Utah. Utah is a slight 2.5-point favorite. So Mike Conley is still out for Utah. I think that will be a big factor for Utah, if he can come back. Paul George, we've given him a lot of, you know, flack, but he has bounced back and had a nice couple games here, along with Kawhi Leonard. The winner of this series is going to face a well-rested Phoenix Suns team, who actually swept Denver out of the playoffs, and so they're going to get some valuable rest. They have. Probably their most important player is Chris Paul. Not their best player, but their most important player is Chris Paul. He is actually the oldest remaining player left in the playoffs. So that rest is going to just benefit him, as you know, they potentially have two more rounds to go. So that's a look real quick at the NBA playoffs. Real quick, in other playoff or in other NBA news, the NBA draft lottery will be 1 week from today, which if the Cavs aren't in the finals, they're going to be in the NBA lottery. And right now, unfortunately, that's where they're at. But the Cavs have the fifth best odds to get the number one pick in this year's 2021 draft. There are a lot of prospects. People say this is a six person loaded draft. So we'll talk about the draft picks coming up here in the next couple weeks. But yeah, so we'll keep you up to date with you know, the lottery situation and what happens with the Cavaliers. So finally, in basketball news, I want to show you this image. It might not show up too big on screen, but it's worth noting. 23 years ago, and I wanted to just show this because this was an iconic moment for me. But 23 years ago today was Michael Jordan final, you know, the final ring in his championship. And this iconic image, to me, this is one of the most iconic images in all of sports, is Michael Jordan hitting that game winner with about 6 seconds to go against the Utah Jazz to win the second three-peat of the Bulls in the 90s and beat that really good Utah Jazz team with John Stockton, Karl Malone, and others. Yeah, but I'd put that shot, that image up there with the Muhammad Ali one where he's standing over, I think it's Frazier, or LeBron's block of Iguodala in game 7. Those I think are right up there for me, the some of the most iconic images in all of sports. This past weekend, switching now to the NFL, the Browns will have their mandatory mini camp coming up soon. But Jarvis Landry had his celebrity softball game up there in, I believe it was Eastlake. And a lot of talk about Odell Beckham and how he is just looking like a new man. He's looking great after his ACL surgery. But the Browns mandatory mini camp is coming up soon. So really excited to see what the Browns are going to look like. They basically returned their entire offense, which is only going to get better. And then their defense is totally remade. So you're going to have Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward as your two starters back, but basically every other position has been upgraded. So it will be really interesting to see the Browns defense and you know, kind of just get a sneak peek before training camp starts in late July of what the Browns might look like this season. So we'll have more Browns news and notes as that becomes available. I want to show you guys the World Series bracket for the College World Series. That's coming up soon here in Omaha, Nebraska. The field is set. You have North Carolina State taking on Stanford. The winner of those two will face the winner of Arizona and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's just a classic in the College World Series. They're always there. On the opposite side of the bracket, you have Texas taking on Mississippi State. And then the winner of Texas, Mississippi State will play the winner of Virginia, Tennessee in the semifinals. So that's a look real quick at the College World Series bracket. And then finally, just some sad news to pass along. But, you know, we did our legendary sports movie bracket this past March. And most of you have seen the movie Rudy. I guarantee every Notre Dame fan has seen the movie Rudy, but probably just about every college football fan or just sports fan in general has seen the movie Rudy. But I want to share this tweet that actually Notre Dame shared out this past last night. So they said, "We remember the life of Ned Beatty, who introduced so many to the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen with his portrayal of Daniel Rudiger in the classic film Rudy." So, just wanted to send out thoughts to him. He was a controversial figure, a good dad in the movie, kind of you know, would push some buttons, but he was well known for that. Rudy was a great story. The other brother in that story is kind of an asshole, but I've heard some facts of that movie were stretched, but he played just a great, great character in that movie. So just wanted to pass along condolences to Ned Beatty and family and everybody that appreciated him on screen. So, so Joe, interesting show here. I mean, yeah. we gave away money, right? Had a winner. So we covered it all, including dadism. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a homework assignment too. Sure. I'm going to give you on Thursday to come up with some good dad jokes for us.
That's stupid.
They could be lame.
Really?
They could be lame.
Cool. Oh, I can do lame.
Yeah, lame is good. So I was thinking about the one, and again, I don't want to missay it, but so I'm going to look real quick at my Twitter, but somebody shared this with me on Twitter and I just thought it was phenomenal. So their dad joke, as soon as I can find it. So they said, let me find it here. Okay. So this is my favorite one. They said, I'm a big fan of Bono. Here's the joke. Bono and the Edge walk into a bar and the bartender looks up and says, "Oh no, not you two again." I just thought that was really good. It's a little bit lame, but you know, they all are in a way. And so that one's my favorite one. So Bono and the Edge walk into a bar. The bartender looks up and says, "Oh no, not you two again." So that's just a really simple but good one. That's kind of the stuff we're looking for. So feel free to share any that you guys have. You can comment, you can call in, you can, you know, share them with us on our social media pages, either Youngstown Studio or at 330 Sports Show.
Have you ever tried on New Balance shoes, by the way?
Oh, I have New Balance shoes. I'm proud to admit it. Yeah, I'm proud to admit it. Not the lame kind that you're pushing and cutting push mow in the grass. Lame?
Those are the comfortable ones.
So here, wait a minute. Yes. Before we go.
Yes.
All right. So let's find the New Balance shoes.
You're gonna show me the cool New Balance,
We're gonna start with the. You know what? We'll do this. Hold on. We'll go New Balance dad shoes, because I think everybody knows these. All right. Yeah. Those are the New Balance dad shoes. Those are totally the New Balance dad shoes.
For sure.
So let me show you. I do have these pair. So they're called New Balance 24/7. I actually think these are pretty cool. So if I can find them, not these, no, not these. These ones, they're similar. They're similar to those, different color scheme.
It's like,
but
bowling shoes.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess maybe they are lame. I don't know. So sorry, New Balance. If you do want to sponsor the show, I will proudly wear them. So, yeah, New Balance shoes.
Well, you dress very well. So, but
usually.
But dads usually get a point where like they check out of the whole fashion train, right? Yeah. And they just start doing New Balance.
I'm not ready to give up yet. I think I still, I like to think I still got it a little bit. So, you know, but I'm looking at the calendar here. My birthday is July 14th. Today is June 15th. So I have 1 month of my 30s left. I will be hitting that 40 button real soon. So, I'm approaching my Mike Gundy year here in age with, I'm a man, I'm 40. So that will be an everyday button on our show here.
Are you doing anything special for your 40th?
You know, I might do like a Top Golf or something like that, but I'm not one to like that's a big celebrator of birthdays. I know some people do, like they plan out their own birthday parties and you know, but for me, I'm not like huge into it. I like to get together with some friends and have a drink or something, but
you ready? But it's all down here from here.
Oh yeah, exactly. There's another dadism right there. So I mean, just bring them on. We're getting close to the end here. So I already said I've been to Vegas so many times and, you know, I don't want to say I lived hard, but I went at it hard for a good, good run there. So I probably shaved off a few years, and not to mention drinking that scope, like I said, on accident before the show. That probably didn't help my life.
Have you gotten back to your normal adult beverage routine since, I think you gave it up for Lent, right?
I did give it up for Lent. I gave it up actually for a total of 51 days, I believe. I'm not someone who drinks a lot. I'll drink like 1 or 2 days a week, you know, and I'll have like a glass of wine or a bourbon or, you know, maybe 1 or 2 beers. But that's usually my thing. If I go to like an event, or if I get in that mindset, I know it's something I'm like want to, you know, live it up for. I'll plan on like hydrating a lot and getting some more drinks in. But I would say I probably drink more in the summer just because I have a pool in my backyard and, you know, it's hotter outside. So like you're either grilling, you have a beer, another dadism right there, you know, isn't it?
And you have that stout bar in your backyard. That thing's amazing.
I'm not going to lie. I do have a pretty nice setup at my house. So it gives you a good excuse to drink, but I'm not someone that like, I'm not a beer guy unless I'm like around the pool or something. Or
a Lambo just pulled up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We should focus the camera out there. That looks beautiful. Yeah, with it. That's another thing around Youngstown. Like I've seen more Maseratis and Lamborghinis. Yeah.
Is that a Maserati or is that a Lamborghini?
I don't know. It's got like the Back to the Future doors that just came up like that though. It looks like it's from the future there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask him if I could take a ride. All right, let's end the show right now. All right. So, hey, we're going to be back on Thursday. And I really, really, really want you to tune in Thursday because we are going to have our TV dads draft. We will have phone lines open. We will have lame dad jokes, cool dad jokes. We'll check in with the world of sports. We'll have everything covered. So I appreciate you guys. Congratulations to, I forgot.
Joseph.
Joseph. Congratulations, Joseph from Poland, who won the money. And we look forward to you guys. We appreciate you as always. And we will see you guys on Thursday. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word of